North Nashville.
Okay, North Nashville would be more of what group of people live there?
More blacks
live there, okay. Are there any particular, are there shops and shopping centers that cater particularly to the blacks then in North Nashville?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Do the well-off and poor neighborhoods, I mean, do the well-off people and the poor people live in different neighborhoods in the city?
Yes.
Pretty clear cut divisions then?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Do any of these neighborhoods have their own financial and shopping districts and so on?
Do they
have separate, like, shopping centers in a lot of cases, a lot of them? And places where the shop, you know, where the shops are
closed? The people that live in Belle Meade
mm-hmm.
have a Belle Meade Plaza.
Belle Meade is where what kind of people live, mainly?
Rich people.
Yeah, it's really rich people, wealthy people. Okay, and that's the question I was going to ask you. You said Belle Meade is the section of Nashville where that happens. What about middle class people? Where do they live in Nashville mainly?
Just in subdivisions or just wherever.
Okay, just sort of all over.
Uh-huh.
What about lower class people? Did you say North Nashville, and would that be the main area?
And Bordeaux.
And Bordeaux, okay. What are some of the well-known places around the city of Nashville that are landmarks, either for historical reasons or for other reasons, around the town?
The Parthenon.
Okay.
Centennial Park.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where else.
How about some of the universities and or the, even, you know, the country western stuff?
The Grandel Opera.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be just this, or what about the Hermitage?
The Hermitage, the Opryland.
Mm-hmm. What about the university
there? There's Tennessee State University in Vanderbilt.
Mm-hmm.
And, Nashville Tech.
Mm-hmm.
And Tennessee, which would be Nashville.
Yeah, well, if you're flying from New York and plane, where would your plane land in Nashville?
At the airport, I'm going to go right by
Now, if are there any smaller places where airplanes might land, private places?
In Nashville?
Anywhere that you have another name. Or what would you have a distinct difference in the name for another kind of air something? Place where airplanes would land would be smaller than that? Or not?
No.
Okay, it'd all be the same. You wouldn't have the word airfield or airstrip?
No.
If you're driving in from out of state, what kind of road would you come in on?
Driving
east, probably interstate. Okay, and what interstate is other than
Nashville?
55 north and south and 24. Yeah. Where might you stop along the interstate?
The roadside car.
Okay. Now, do you have a word for the place? There's a place that has just a restroom and picnic tables. Would you call that a rest station? And what, would you have any name for that other kind of place where you can get everything from gas to food to, you know, a restaurant and everything else?
Stucky's.
Stucky's? No, there aren't any in Tennessee in the state systems. There aren't any.
There's very few
guys
I know
of. Yeah. Have you ever been on a trip where you've seen those kind of things I'm talking about? Where you,
I know what you're talking about. A welcome station.
Yeah, like in Florida, for example, where they have a welcome station or something like that.
Maybe
on the street. Yeah. Even if you don't want it, you can, wouldn't you? What is painted on the road to help you stay in your lane?